第二章的八到十一节。
Let's turn to the scriptures today in Revelation chapter 2, verses 8 through 11.
我就请 Moses 念英文，大家打开中文的圣经，或者你的英文圣经。
And I will read the English verses from chapter 2, verse 8 to 11.Revelation chapter 2 verse 8, this is the word of God. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, the words of the first and the last, who died and came to life. I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich, and the slander of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested.And for 10 days you will have tribulation. But be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers will not be hurt by the second death.
这个刚刚读完的这段经文是耶稣基督亲自透过他的使徒向斯美拿教会所写的。
This section of scripture is the revelation of Jesus Christ to his apostle to the church of Smyrna.
在我们进入之前，我特别为上一周来感恩。
Before I enter into this, I want to give thanks for last week.
虽然上周我在北加州的旧金山湾区来带领那里的退休会。
Last week I was at North California for a retreat.
但是我敢保证，我的心的一部分是跟你们在一起的。
But I guarantee that part of my heart is here with you.
十分感谢上帝的恩待，然后每一位弟兄姐妹的参与。
Give thanks to God's guidance and all the participation of brothers and sisters.
无论是筹划的、祷告的，还是邀请的。
Whether is it planning, praying, or inviting.
还是做饭食供应的，据说有200多人之多的饭食。
Or for the preparation of food, over 200 of them.
我们幼儿的照顾，青少年专门跑到其他的地方去玩，也是为了我给我们腾地方。
And then taking care of the child care, even the youth have to go somewhere else.
那当然在台前的侍奉的这些带领诗歌的、接待讲员的、陪谈跟进的。所有的这些弟兄姐妹
and all the brothers and sisters who are serving in logistics everywhere.
我也特别感恩，就我们祷告会安姐提到的，说中佛州的其他的华人教会一同的齐心协力，带领很多的慕道友在我们中间。
And we give thanks in our prayer meeting. We hear that there are other churches in Central Florida who are bringing their brothers and sisters here.
所以流泪撒种的呢，也必同欢呼收割。
So those who sow with tear will receive with joy.
据说有十几位。表示他们要信主跟随耶稣基督的人
And 10 out of them have professed their faith and want to believe in Jesus Christ
我们要为他们来祷告
We have to pray for them
跟他们建立很深的在主里的关系
And to build a very strong relationship in the Lord with them
因为在明年的三月份的时候呢唐牧师在月初的时候来参加 Nigenier 大会的时候他盼望在佛州在中佛州在奥兰多透过我们教会和其他的教会协力开始一个布道会
And next year in March when Stephen Tong comes for the Ligonier Conference he hopes to have an evangelical rally here with our church partnering with us
我们在两周前说到启示录呢在第一章里给出了一个耶稣基督这位教会的元首的意象
And 2 weeks ago we talked about in first chapter of Revelation that Christ given to the Son to John
比如他说他是拿手拿右手拿的七星在七个金灯台中行走的
For example it says that he's the one who holds the seven stars and walk among the seven lampstands
或者说那是首先的末后的死过又活着的这种不同的耶稣基督的意象
or he's the first and the last and who's dead who came alive different visions of him
这第一章的这些意象会后面的第二章和第三章耶稣或者圣灵向教会说的具有很大的安慰和鼓励和劝勉
so the first vision has a lot of connection with the second and third chapter in terms of encouragement and exhortation
特别针对每一个教会不同的情形
especially to the different circumstances of the different churches
我深信今天圣灵也会应用这段经文引导普世的教会特别是奥兰多福音教会
and I believe that Holy Spirit you use this section of scripture to lead the church today especially our church here
因为今天我们要看第二幅的画面
because we are to look at the second image of this church
Smyrna, 我们这边有一个 beach 就叫 Smyrna.
And this church of Smyrna, we have a new Smyrna beach.
尤其华人可能去的时候没想到这就是士美拿教会的地方。
And some of the Chinese go there and never thought that this is a church of Smyrna.
但他们不是原本的哈，原本的在土耳其，这个是要纪念一个完美的受苦的教会。
Of course, the original church in Smyrna, but this is to remember a church that's suffering.
这个教会是没有受任何的责备、警告。
It has not received any rebuke or warning.
如果说我们两个星期以前看以弗所书的时候给以弗所教会的时候说手拿七星的那个灯台人子在中间行走
And we know that in the church of Ephesus Jesus Christ was the one holding the seven stars and walking among the seven lamps
那这个意象要对应的是他那个教会以弗所教会失去的爱
And to contrast that is because Ephesus has lost the first love
命令他们悔改
and they command them to repent.
不然灯台要挪移。
Otherwise, the lampstand will be removed.
因为耶稣基督是那个灯，是那个光，教会是那个灯台。
Because Jesus Christ is the light, and the church is the lampstand.
当教会失去了耶稣基督同在大诫命的爱的时候
，When the church has lost the commandment to love.
我觉得教会的那个最重要的标志就消失了。
Then the greatest sign of a church is removed.
教会的力量也消失了。
The strength of the church is removed.
那今天的士美拿教会得到的这样一个信息是那首先末后的死了又活过的。
And today in the church of Smyrna, he received the words of the first and the last who died and came to life.
针对的是什么呢
？What is it directed to?
是一个受逼迫、受死亡威胁的。
It's to a church is being threatened to death.
所以这样的情况下，耶稣给他的说他是死过又活过的主。
Under such circumstances, Jesus Christ told them he's the one.
你注意到非常有针对性。
It's very direct.
给教会勇气。
It gives church strength.
甚至刚刚结束的还说到，这样的人呢，不会面临第二次的死。
And even at the end, it says the one who conquers will not hurt by the second death.
所以当我们在基督徒久而久之的时候，我们也说过一些话，听过一些话。
And as Christians, we have heard of certain things and we have spoken certain things.
来表达耶稣是上帝和人之间唯一的中保。
To express that Jesus is the mediator between God and man.
比如说我们会说耶稣是唯一的道路。
For example, we say that Jesus is the only way.
那就通向上帝的道路。
Is the only way towards God.
耶稣是真理
Jesus Christ is truth.
他是上帝的话语，真理的源头
He is the way and he is the source of truth.
我们也说耶稣是生命，整个宇宙万物，包括人类，都是借他的造的，生命在他里面。
And we know that Jesus is life and all creation is made through him. All things are created.
我们活着是因为他活着
We live because he lives.
我们也说耶稣是世界的光
And we know that Jesus is the light of the world.
在堕落黑暗的世界中的人跟从他的，绝不会在光在黑暗里行走
And in this fallen dark world, those who follow him will not walk in darkness.
却要得到生命的光
But will receive the light of life.
所以为此你在美国待久了，你会发现偶然在高速公路上会有那个 billboard 的一些广告牌
So if you are in America long enough, you will see billboards on the freeway.
Jesus is the answer.
耶稣基督是答案。
大家知道这种哈
？You know this, right?
但是如果你在不在他里面，其实不是答案。
But if you are not in him, he is not the answer.
如果在他里面，你跟随他，耶稣真是你所有的答案。
If you are in him and follow him, he is all your answer.
他是我们每一个不完美故事的最终的完美的结局。
He is the final ending of all our narratives.
虽然士美拿教会和菲拉铁菲这两间教会在启示录里没有受到任何的责备。
Even though Smyrna and Philadelphia and these two churches did not receive any rebuke,
并不他们表明他们已经完全了，完全得胜了。
It doesn't mean that they have achieved perfection.
但是恰恰表明他们为了基督和福音的缘故
，by to express that for the sake of Christ，
面临一个遭受各种各样黑暗、败坏势力压迫、逼迫的一个教会
，they are facing all kinds of persecution and darkness。
他们在主耶稣面前极其的宝贵
，and they are extremely precious in the sight of our Lord。
主要亲自的安慰他、坚固他
，and the Lord will affirm and strengthen them。
你刚刚注意那个 Moses 的那个。恩光传道念的时候，他说他们面临各种各样的逼迫，我都认为都是致命的。
So they met with all these persecutions, which is life threatening.
比如说患难、贫穷、诽谤、受监、受苦、被试炼。
For example, persecution, toil, hunger, and all kinds of tests and trials.
他威逼你的生命，让你在死亡的威逼下要协服。
It threatens your life so that you will surrender.
所以耶稣呢给他们的答案也恰恰是保证。也是致命性的
，and so God Jesus gave them a promise which is life-giving，
也是终极性的
，it is ultimate。
他让使徒约翰告诉他们士美拿的人
，it through Apostle John to tell
我是首先的，我是末后的
，I am the first and the last。
他我也是死过又活了的
，I am the one who died and came to life。
他所以你要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
So you are to be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life。
最后他说得胜的呢。必不受第二次死的害。
And the one who conquers will not be hurt by the second death.
所以呢，今天呢，我们会再从死去活来来看。
So we'll look at dying and alive again.
死呢，我们是要来看一个面临患难、诽谤、试炼的黑暗时代。
And so unto death, we were seeing one who faced tribulation, slander, and trials.
活来呢
？And coming to life.
我们要知道，耶稣真是我们最大的盼望。
We know that Jesus Christ is our greatest hope.
这个盼望带给我们复活。忠心和得胜
，and this hope brings us resurrection, faithfulness, and conquering.
是那个光明的时代。
It is a generation of light.
预备好了吗
？Are you ready?
先来看坏消息哈。
Let's look at the bad news first.
死去，
Dying.
我们所面临的这种黑暗的时代。
The fallen darkness generation that we are facing.
在我们思想我们黑暗时代之前，我们基督徒为什么会受到逼迫之前，要看人类。 死亡的共同来历。
Before we think of why Christians will be persecuted, we are to look at the common aim towards death of humanity.
大多数目前现代的人或后现代人，我们只要一谈死亡，我们基本是一个医学的看法。
And is this modern and late modern thinking? When we talk about death, we are talking about scientific death.
心脏不跳动了，脑电波没有了
，There's no heartbeat and there's no brain waves and you're dead.
清朝的时候叫翘辫子。
And so in olden times, they have to check.
He's from Singapore. 为此人们花大量的时间、精力、金钱去研究这个身体的死亡。
So they use all kinds of energy to examine the death of humankind.
其实这种求生的愿望也是根植在上帝的创造计划里的。
And this instinct for life is actually built into the creation of God.
刚我们在牧导中用了这个，这个叫中传道书，对，用传道书说到上帝把永恒放置在人心，就是这个事情。
And so in pastoral prayer, when we talk about Ecclesiastes, when we talk about the Lord placing eternal life in man,
因为人被造是要永远活着的。
And when man is created, he is to live forever.
如果没有堕落，不会经历死亡的。
If there is no fall, we will not experience death.
但是现代的人忘了起初造人的时候，上帝不光他们有身体，还有灵魂。
But this now mankind has forgotten that they are not created with the body, but also with a soul.
正如我们在创世纪非常熟悉第三章看到人吃禁果的时候。
So for example, in Genesis 3, when they take the fruit.
夏娃吃了禁果，在魔鬼引诱下，然后她也给她丈夫吃了。
And this forbidden fruit, after Eve tasted it, she gave it to her husband.
我像那个亚当也看了一下，夏娃吃了并没有死啊，所以她也吃了。
And so when Adam saw that Eve did not die, he ate it as well.
但实际上这是人类走向死亡的第一步。
But this is the first step toward death for mankind.
是他们在那一天没有死。
Yes, they did not die on that day.
亚当活了什么？930岁。
Adam lived for 930 years.
但是从他们灵魂的角度来说，那天吃的时候，上帝就审判他们死了。
But from a spiritual side, on the judgment on the day he died.
所以他们灵魂败坏了。
So their spirits are corrupted.
从跟上帝的关系来说，他们是属灵的死亡。
Their real relationship with God, they are dead.
所以从意义上来说呢，有两种死。
So there is two kinds of death.
一种就是因着罪的缘故带来了身体的死亡和灵魂的死亡。
And the first kind of death is because of sin, the death of our body and the death of our soul.
比如说保罗在罗马书第五章的十二到十九节就说到亚当犯罪怎么临到我们这些人。
And so for example in Romans chapter 5, when Paul talks about how Adam's sin becomes imputed to us.
他说就罪是如一人进入世界死又是从罪来的于是死就临到众人因为众人都犯了罪。
And he says that just as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so all have sinned because one have sinned.
因为一次的过犯众人都被定罪。
And because of one trespass, all are condemned.
因一人的悖逆，众人都成为罪人。
And because of one man's trespass, all have been condemned.
因此，全人类都在死亡的笼罩下面。
So all mankind is under the death of sin.
所以在哥林多前书，保罗这样说：在亚当里，众人都死了。
So in 1 Corinthians, Paul says, in Adam, all died.
我们听起来觉得不大可能，我们都在活着。
We thought it's quite impossible. We're still alive here.
但是原因是亚当是人类的元首。
And the reason is because Adam is the origin of man.
当他做了一个悖逆的事，全人类就被定罪了。
And when he rebels, all mankind are condemned.
他不光代表自己，也代表他的妻子。
He did not represent himself, only
代表所有透过他们自然繁衍的所有的后裔。
And all mankind who comes from him.
亚当的罪就算成了我们的罪。
Adam's sin is imputed, counted as us.
他的罪责成了我们的罪责。
And his penalty for sin becomes our penalty. 我们也在罪中有份。We partake in his sin.
很简单。我们奥运会的时候，中国队如果赢了，或者美国队赢了，是什么意思呢
？In Olympics, if the Chinese team won or American team won, what does it mean?
说美国赢了，中国赢了。
It means that China won and American won.
但这是好事，你都想争光的，死咱们都说不要。
Of course, this is a good thing.
所以我们在这个最终有份，我们也在上帝对这个。罪的责任的咒诅就是死亡中有份。
And we partake in the sin, but also we partake in the curse of the sin, which is death.
这是全人类死的原因。
That's why we all die.
所以罪已经透过亚当的败坏的罪，败坏了我们所有的人。
And sin through Adam has corrupted all of us.
所以我们一出生就成了罪的奴仆。
When we are born, we become the slaves of sin.
被宣判为死。
And we have been condemned to die.
所以一个自然的人呢，我都应该说是出生入死了。
So a natural man is born again to die.
所以我不知道我女儿要生孩子的时候，第一个跟她说咒诅的话还是安慰的话。
So I don't know when my
daughter. In one sense, yes.
If my daughter is giving birth, I don't know when I want to tell her the curse or the blessing.
我应该说祝福的话。
But of course,
因为我深信这个孩子是盟约的后代。
I must say words of blessing because he's the covenant child.
所以说死亡成了一个人类靠自己无法逾越的一个鸿沟。
And death becomes a gap that mankind cannot cross by himself.
从旧约或者犹太人的世界观来看。
In the Judaistic worldview of the old.
所以人类堕落弥赛亚拯救之前。
So when man has fallen before the salvation of the Messiah.
整个的世界都是一个黑暗的现今时代。
The whole creation is a darkness.
这个现今时代的特征就是罪、被奴役、受苦和死亡。
And that generation, the characteristics is sin, slavery, death.
就今天一点都没有变。
It's not much changed today.
但是除此之外，我要问的是，基督徒已经出死入生了。那个冯炳生牧师布道的时候，经常会提这句话。我估计他也说了，我们是出死入生的人。
But Christians, we are born again. We are passed out from death into life.
那为什么我们会还有受死亡的？逼迫呢?
Why are we still being persecuted by physical death?
上周冯牧师的布道会用了一个主题叫什么?
And last week the theme of Pastor Feng, there's what's the theme?
对,智慧,就牧师记着,你们都不记得智慧人生啊。
It's the life of wisdom.
从这个意义上来说呢,成为基督徒的人都是有智慧选择的人。
From this point, it means that all Christians have a wise choice. They made a wise choice.
你们已经是出死是吗？入生了。
You have passed out from death into life.
把人生中最大的难题就是罪和死亡解决了。
And you have solved the greatest difficulty of mankind.
在座的基督徒都按着圣经相信，如果信靠耶稣基督的人。
And the Christians here all believe that if you believe in Jesus Christ,
都是相信耶稣基督是上帝的儿子。
They believe that Christ is the Son of God.
来到这个罪恶的世界，
came to this fallen world,
成为人。
Became man,
完美的人生,
lived the perfect life,
为信他的人在十字架上死了,
and died for those who believe in him on the cross.
复活了,
resurrected on the third day, ascended into heaven.
在升天之前有四十天之久向使徒们传讲天国的福音。
Before ascension for 40 days,
他说他将来还要再来,
and he says he will come again.
因为这个在天父右边的耶稣基督掌管生死的大权。
Because Jesus Christ was on the right hand of God in charge of all things dead and alive.
所以保罗在罗马书第五章这样说。
So in Romans 5, Paul says this.
他说这样看，因一次的过犯，所有的人都被定罪。
So therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men.
接下来说好消息了，照样因一次的义行，所有的人都被称义得生命了。
Good news is so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men.
因一人的悖行，众人成为罪人，这样因一人的顺从。众人也成为义了。
For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous.
用耶稣自己的话说是什么呢？
And what is Jesus' own word?
他说我阿们阿们的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来的。
And he says, Amen, Amen, I tell you, the one who believes me and believes the one who sent me,
这人就有永生，不再定罪，已经出死入生了。
This will have eternal life, will not be condemned, and is passed out from death.
所以自然的人透过耶稣基督有一个超然的出生，就是圣灵的重生。
So natural man through Jesus Christ has a supernatural birth, that is the birth of.
但是我们为什么还怕死呢？
But why are we still afraid of dying?
当然，不然的话，我相信我们都怕死，对吧？不然耶稣就不给士兵拿奖就到了。
I believe all of us are scared of dying, otherwise Jesus will not preach.
告诉他们你要自始忠心。
He tell them to be faithful unto death.
那一方面呢，我们作为悔改相信耶稣基督的人，真是被圣灵重生的。
And from one aspect, we really are regenerated by the Holy Spirit.
灵魂醒过来了。
Our spirits are awakened.
这是第一次复活，透过信心，我们跟死而复活的主联合了。
And the first resurrection through faith, we're united to our Lord.
刚刚长老和牧师们带领我们的圣餐就在表明这个信息。
And the Lord's Supper that we just partook in is pointing to this message.
现在我们就有永生。
Now we have eternal life.
但是另一方面，我们身体还要面临死亡。
But on the other aspect, our body still has to face death.
身体面临死亡是很痛苦的。
And body facing death is very painful.
也是被违背原来被造的。
Because when man is created,
被造的时候有身体和灵魂。
There is body and soul.
死的时候呢，这个身体又回为尘土，是一个 decreation.
And when we die, this body is a decreation, goes back to the soil.
是一个反创造的。
It is a decreation.
所以这个时候呢，基督徒对身体的死亡仍然有很大的什么恐惧。
So at this point, Christians still fear the physical death.
所以约翰给士米拿教会就这样写。
And so John wrote this to the church in Smyrna.
我知道你们的患难，你们的贫穷，但你们是富足的。
I know your tribulation, your poverty, but you are rich.
在耶稣基督里。
Of course, in Jesus Christ.
也知道那自称为犹太人所说的毁谤的话，其实他们不是犹太人。
And the slander of those who say that they are Jews, but they are not.
他们乃是撒旦议会的人 ，synagogue.
But a synagogue of Satan.
你们将要受的苦，你们不用怕。
Do not fear what you are about to suffer.
魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下到监里。
Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison.
叫你们被试炼，必受十日的患难。
That you may be tested, and for 10 days you will have tribulation.
你们得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
And the one who conquers will not be hurt by the second death.
约翰在这里说，教会至少要受三种黑暗势力的逼迫。
And John is saying here, at least there's 3 kinds of darkness that the church will face.
患难
，tribulation，
诽谤
，slander，
试炼。
Trials.
黑暗时代的这个逼迫的三个特征在他这里这样说了。
And so there's 3 kinds of characteristics of the darkness here.
还有第十一节我们刚刚提到死没法害他们。
And verse 11 it says that death will not harm them. I will talk about this later.
这个逼迫究竟是怎么样？在当时的教会是什么样的情形呢
？What kind of persecution were they facing at that time?
在主后70年耶路撒冷圣殿被毁以后
，After AD 70 when the temple was destroyed.
犹太教对基督教会的逼迫是非常的剧烈。
And so the Judaism persecuted Christianity.
他们开始告诉罗马人。
They started to tell the Roman authority.
他说基督徒呢否认这个凯撒是主，只承认耶稣基督是主。他们在这里头做一个 word 游戏啊。
So they do a word trick and says that Christianity denied the deity of the Roman emperor.
Yeah, Jesus is Kyrios. 他们也说这个。Caesar is Kyrios.
And said, Jesus is Lord, and he said, Caesar is Lord.
那原来罗马政府看他们不过是犹太教会的不同分支而已。
Actually, the Rome sees them as just a branch of Judaism.
在整个罗马帝国的不同省份，他们都可以享受平安的聚会。
And in the whole Roman Empire, they can have peaceful gatherings.
一些人星期六聚会，基督徒星期天聚会，主日复活聚会。
Some people gather on the Saturday, but the Christians gather on the Sunday, the Lord's Day.
但是犹太教中，他们也真诚地认为敬拜耶稣是亵渎上帝，因为耶稣只是人。
But in Judaism, they think that worshiping Jesus is slander towards God because Jesus is just a man.
但是基督徒知道三位一体的神，所以基督是第二个位格。
But Christians know the triune God, and so Christ is the second person of God.
所以那个时候，他们诬告基督徒说他们是无神论。
And so at that time, they accused Christians.
在那个时候，无神论是要受逼迫的。
At that age, being atheist.
在中国是无神论是受保护的哈。
In China,
是倒过来，那个时候无神论是要受逼迫的。
In China, atheism is protected, but at that time, atheistic means you are to be persecuted.
所以基督徒当时的被逼迫就是死罪。
And so when the Christians were persecuted, they are to be sentenced to death.
所以他们就因信仰的缘故呢，失去工作，家产被没收，然后流离失所。
And because of their faith, their property was taken, and they have to wander all around.
所以耶稣说，教会的仇敌魔鬼操纵一些犹太会堂的人和罗马政府，成为他们的爪牙，起来逼迫基督徒。
And so the devil used the means of the Jews to persecute the Christians.
如果按约翰的笔法来说，他说。整个罗马帝国就是什么巴比伦。
And according to John, the whole empire of Rome is Babylon.
来掳掠逼迫上帝的子民。
And to enslave and to persecute the Christians.
请问耶稣告诉士美拿教会这个患难要多久呢？
How long is it that the Christ
十天啊，也是太容易了，十天就过去了。很多人被关一下，十天就出来了。
Ten days, oh, it's so easy, it's just 10 days.
注意啊，这是启示录象征文学，十天代表一个数字十进位的完美。
But you know that in symbols in Revelation 10 represents a completeness.
换句话，虽然这个是一个有一定是一个时间段发生，一定会确定逼迫会结束的。
And of course, there's a time limit to the end of this persecution.
但大多数解经家都会同意，这个是在象征，就是说，在耶稣基督再来之前，教会在地上有不同程度的受苦。
But many have agreed that it's all kinds of different degrees of suffering before Jesus Christ comes again.
我们知道这样布道的时候，会不会有人信主？
If you preach like this, will those believe you? Will people convert?
信主是要受逼迫的。
If you believe in Jesus Christ, you will be persecuted.
这要点是这个终结会有终结。
The point is there will be an end to it.
比如启示录写出大概四五十年之后。
So for example, after 40-50 years after Revelation.
在主后155年，有个叫普利甲的人。
In 155 AD, there's a person by the name of Polycarp.
这是个十岁就被约翰带领信主的。
He was a believer at the age of 10 by the Apostle John.
对，他成为士美纳的主教。
He became the bishop in Smyrna.
所以当他被捕的时候呢，那个时候已经90多岁了。
When he was arrested, he was 90 over years old.
所以罗马的巡抚就问他说：“你否认耶稣基督就可以走出去？”
The Roman official tell me, if you deny Jesus Christ, you can walk out freely.
你知道这个主教怎么回答的吗
？Do you know what the bishop said?
他说：“我侍奉我的主85年的时间，86年的时间。”
He says, "I've served my Lord for 86 over years."
他没有在任何事情上亏负过我。
He has not been faithless to me.
我怎么能够诽谤和诋毁我的王呢
？How can I slander and deny my king?
所以罗马人就决定要烧死他。
And so they decided to burn him.
你记得他烧死他的时候他说什么话？
Do you know what he said when he was burned on the stake?
他说你烧吧，你切用那暂时的焚烧的火，你能够吓倒我吗？
He said, "Burn, can you threaten me with the fire that's temporary?"
你不知道将来审判的时候有永远不灭的火。
Do you know that in the future judgment there is an ending fire?
烧死一切不信靠上帝和耶稣基督的人。
To burn all those who do not believe in Jesus Christ.
他说你不必要迟疑，你就烧我吧。
You don't have to hesitate, just burn.
教会历史有很多传说，说他那个被烧的时候身体都没有死，然后像一个帆船的一样来吸引万人来归向主。
So there's all kinds of legend about him that his body was not burned and it attracted a lot more to believe.
但是有一个是事实，跟随他的人坚定的来见证复活的道。
But there is a truth, and that all those who follow him want to witness to this truth.
带来初代教会的复兴。
And brought about revival in the early church.
我不知道中国会怎么样。今年的夏天，中国政府出台了一个新的宗教事务草案。
And I don't know what will become of China. And this summer, the government rolled out a new policy.
对所有的宗教，不同的宗教都活动空间都在压缩。
And they are trying to compress the space that religious authority community.
过去的这几年里头呢，大概大批的路这个维权律师都被抓了。
And so in the past few years, a lot of the religious authorities have been captured.
但是很感恩的是，还是有二十几位的教会领袖、公民、律师，他们签名说要在质疑里头的一些问题。
But I give thanks to God that there are a lot of people, leaders, and even lawyers sign a petition to inquire about what happened.
知道这个人大写信不一定有用。
Now, of course, it doesn't necessarily work.
但是他们就是根据宪法来说，这里头跟宪法大法有矛盾的地方，你究竟怎么执行
？By saying that there is a kind of paradox between these laws, how are you going to execute?
基本是从五个方面来维护。不同信仰的自由。
And so from five aspects to try to protect the freedom of religion.
但你知道在中国的时候，这微信我看到以后呢，半天就消失了。
But I know that in WeChat in just half a day and this message has disappeared.
所以在十一这个时候，我们快要到十一和十十的时候啊，我们应该为海峡两岸的政府来祷告。
So at this,
双十节嘛，对不对？
At this time we are to pray for this relation in between.
我们需要为大陆和台湾的政府，为基督徒来祷告。
We have to pray for the Christians in Taiwan and.
就像我们刚刚唱的，让那个真光照耀。
And just like what we sang for the true light to shine.
照亮人心，照亮黑暗的世界。
And this true light to shine into hearts of men and.
我们刚刚已经直面了人生的最大的难题，就是死。
We have solved the greatest problem of mankind, that is death.
死亡是罪的后果，是人类共同的仇敌。
Death is the curse of sin, is the common enemy of mankind.
只有上帝的儿子胜过死亡和罪。
Only the Son of God has victory over death and sin.
我们只有透过信心，重生之后跟上帝和好。
And only through faith that we are regenerated and reconciled to God.
才能成为上帝的朋友，上帝的儿女。
That we can be his God's friend and his children.
但是在我们得荣耀之前，在耶稣基督有形有体的回到这个星球上之前
，But before we are glorified, before the coming of Jesus Christ in physical body,
所有属基督的人
，All who belongs to Christ,
力图近前度日的人
，All who resolute to live a godly life,
我讲的是不光你读经祷告这种
，I'm not talking just about your reading and devotion,
个人性的生活
，It's just your very private life.
如果在你的公司，在你的学校，你见证上帝。
And if,
耶稣基督是唯一的主宰，穆罕默德不是，佛教不是，
你
会被这个世界认为是狭隘的人，是充满恨的人。
And if in your company or in your school, and you resolute to be faithful to the witness of Christ, you will be regarded as bigot.
你一定会受到患难、诽谤和试炼。
And you will face tribulation, slander, and trial.
所以我们要问我们自己，我们为什么没有受苦
？And we have to ask ourselves, why are we not suffering?
不是你要自找苦吃哦。
I'm not asking you to look for suffering yourself.
因为圣经有一个预言。
Because there is a prophecy in the Bible.
在创世纪三章十五节这样说。
And Genesis 3:15 says,
女人的后裔和蛇的后裔要彼此为仇。
The offspring of the woman and the offspring of the serpent will be enmity.
没有重生归向耶稣基督这位女人后裔的人，虽然你是你妈肉身生的，你爸肉身生的。
So even if you are the descendant of the woman and if you are not a believer in Jesus Christ,
从属灵的角度，从跟上帝的关系的角度
，from a relationship of your relationship with God,
你是属于什么的后裔呢？
Who's descendant of you? If you are not the descendant of woman,
从属灵的角度，你是魔鬼的后裔，是被欺骗笼罩在死亡里的。
From that perspective, you are. If you are
是上帝仇敌，你跟他闹翻了。
You are the descendant of serpent and you are enemy of God.
是为什么耶稣基督来地上的时候，所有的犹太人，当时他说你们这些不信我的人是什么？是魔鬼说谎之父的，所以他们都恨死他了。
And that's why when Jesus was on earth, he told all those who don't believe in him that you are Satan, you are sons of children of Satan.
所以从这个角度来说，这件事情是在地上，是在基督来之前，是不会止息的。
And so from that perspective, all this will continue before Jesus Christ comes.
耶稣基督是和平的君王。
Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
他用死亡代替死亡。
And he replaced death with death.
但是他在地上的时候也说，他说我来不是要地上带平，是要地上动刀兵。
But he also said, I come not to bring peace, but to bring war.
所以我们要来谈这个属灵的征战，就是我们人生的盼望究竟怎么带来我们的盼望。
And so we have to talk about the spiritual warfare. How does this bring hope to us?
我们的盼望在哪里？
Where is our hope?
我们盼望一个新的时代的降临。
We hope in a new generation.
是那个真光照耀的时代。
It's a new kingdom where the true light shines.
是复活中心得胜的时代。
It's the generation of resurrection, faithfulness, and conquering.
所以这三个在经文中耶稣都指出来了。
And in
这是光明时代的盼望。
This is the true light of generation, the hope of it.
我们如果时间允许的话，我讲三点；时间不允许，讲两点。
I will talk about three points if there's time.
我们第一个来看。人类的复活，就是耶稣的复活和众人的复活。
The first is the resurrection of Jesus and of all men.
他第八节说写了这个信，说他是首先的，末后的，死过又活过。
Verse 8 it says the words of the first and the last who died.
每一个宗教都有终极的盼望。
Every religion has an ultimate hope.
旧约的盼望就是耶和华在末后的日子要战胜他的仇敌死亡、罪、邪恶。
In the Old Testament, their hope is that Jehovah will be victorious at the end day, and all things will be removed.
所以耶和华在那个大而可畏的日子或者最后的日子的时候，他要带着透过弥赛亚带领他的百姓征战，跟天使天军灭了这个败坏的世界。
So in the Old Testament, the day of the Lord is when the Lord will come with his armies and to remove all evil.
要拯救他的百姓
，to save his people.
但是当耶稣基督来到地上呢？
But when Jesus Christ came to this,
主流的犹太教师认为这个末后的日子看作是一个真是突变的事件，
and so
很快所有的事件都会发生。
So the all prophets thought that everything will happen together at one go,
包括死人要复活等待审判，
including resurrection and judgment.
比如说旧约里头但以理书，
for example in Daniel in the Old Testament,
十二章二节这样说：他沉睡尘埃中的人必有多人苏醒，其中有得永生的，也有受什么羞辱被永远憎恶的。
And in Daniel chapter 12, verse 12, over here he says that.Blessed is he who waits and arrives, and all those there are some people who will be resurrected, but some who will not be.
所以旧约也是说这个的，在这个先知以赛亚书二十六章十九和二十一节也说到。
In Isaiah 29 verses onwards also say about this.
他说你们死人要复活，尸首要兴起来。
And it says the dead will rise and the corpse will rise.
睡在尘埃的，你们要苏醒唱歌。
And those who sleep in the dust, you will rise and sing songs of joy.
他说地要交出死人来。
And the earth will hand out his death.
因为耶和华从他的居所出来，要惩罚地上这些居民的罪孽。
Because the Lord will come and to have judgment. You can see the eternal life and eternal death.
但是两千年前。
That's 2,000 years ago.
当耶稣第一次来到世界上的时候
，When Jesus Christ came for the very first time,
他来告诉他的门徒他是弥赛亚。
He told his disciples that he's Messiah.
大多人都不太信
，They don't believe him.
不过时间久了，三年半说的多了，他们就信了。
But of course, as the time lengthened, 3.5 years they believe.
不信你是弥赛亚。
So we will believe that you're Messiah.
毕竟耶稣做了很多的事。
Of course, Jesus did many things.
他有神迹，赶鬼医病，让死人复活，甚至登山变相，看见旧约的先知摩西和以利亚。
There's miracles, exorcism, transfiguration, even seeing Moses and Elijah.
但是他们都不会相信弥赛亚会死。
But they never believed that the Messiah will die.
特别是死了以后还会活。
Especially resurrected after they die.
他们都相信这个末后的日子，像但以理书和以赛亚书说，整个普遍复活，要一起复活，没有一个中间复活的。
They believe that like Daniel and Isaiah, that everyone will resurrect at the same time. There's not like a middle stage.
但是耶稣死了以后，第三天真复活了。
But Jesus Christ died on the third day.
而且是身体性的复活。
His physical body resurrected.
不是一个 ghost 的转来转去。
It's not just a ghost resurrection.
还停留了四十天。
And he lingered for 40 days.
他教导说上帝的国已经来了，就像刚刚我们唱诗唱的。
And
耶稣要治理万国，从这海岸到内海岸。
And he's teaching that the gospel, the kingdom will come, and Jesus will reign from one end to the other.
所以接着圣灵降临的时候，使徒们才开始明白福音的奥秘。
And it's only when the Spirit comes in Pentecost that the apostles start to understand the mysteries of the gospel.
就是要让万族万民中命定要得救的人都要归信耶稣基督，这个死而复活的耶稣。
That is from all tribes, tongues, and people, those who are elected to be saved will be saved in Jesus Christ.
这个弥赛亚要带领上帝的百姓进入一个光明的时代。
And this Messiah will bring the people of God into a new generation.
换句话说呢，耶稣的复活成了上帝国度的第一个复活的种子。
And so Jesus Christ is the first fruit of all the resurrection.
开始了末后的日子，也就是光明的时代开始了。
And that is the start of this new generation.
基本上可以说，光明的时代分三个部分。
And we can say that this new generation can be separated into three parts.
第一个是国度的奠基。
First is the inauguration of the kingdom.
从耶稣基督降生一直到他死而复活升天，还有他圣灵降下，使徒奠基教会的工作。
So from this, the birth of Christ all the way until his ascension, he's inaugurating the kingdom coming.
那这个奠基阶段就是将来时代的开始。
And this inauguration is the coming of the kingdom.
它的特征就是上帝要祝福相信他的人。
The characteristics that God will bless all those who believe him.
这里的特征很简单。
Very simple.
赦免。 公义、平安、永生
Forgiveness, righteousness, and peace
已经有2000年的应许了
There's 2000 years of promise here
但是同时跟这个将来世代重叠的有一个现今的世代或这世代圣经翻译
But there is this age that the Bible says This age right now
这特征就是我们前面说的就是死亡、罪、被掳、受苦
And this characteristic of this age is that of death and of the fallenness that we have talked before
看到吗?基督徒是夹在这两个中间的
So Christians are sandwiched between these two times.
在这个国度延续的阶段,
as this kingdom continues to progress,
我们感受到这个悖逆时代和这个将来时代之间的张力,
and we see this
矛盾, 挣扎, 征战,
this tension and this war between the world that has in the past and the world that is to come.
对我们个人来说呢,
to us personally,
比如说我们罪得赦免了,
we have been justified and our eternal life has begun.
但是我们的罪还在我们的身体里。
But there's still sin in our body. And sanctification is the lifelong journey.
我们荣耀复活的身体还没有的。
Our glorious body is still not here.
地上的罪还没有除掉。
And the sins has not been removed from earth.
魔鬼和追随他的人还没有在火湖里。
And Satan and all those followers are not cast into the lake of fire.
新天新地还没有来。
New heavens and the new earth is not here.
所以在这个延续阶段就是一个重叠的阶段，就是我们今天生活的为什么会有受逼迫。
And so this continuation of inauguration is this overlap as these two kingdoms.
但这也是大好的丰收时间，收割的时间，打鱼的时间。
But this is also the time of harvest and the time where we can receive good.
李荣军前段时间打了一条鱼特大，没拿回来。
So elderly catch a huge fish, didn't bring back the other.
但实际上，我们从一个角度来说，就是在这个要把这些无形的鱼，就是上帝命定要得永生的人，都像渔夫一样，或像农夫一样收割进仓。
But from one perspective, right now we are trying to fish as many as we can, these spiritual fishes into the.
作为活祭献给我们的主。
As living sacrifice.
让他们得永生。
That they can have eternal life.
这是万民。 归向耶稣基督,
that is all nations coming to Christ in this good generation.
但这里头呢, 重生的人属于将来的时代, 不重生的人属于现今死亡的时代。
Those who are regenerate belongs to the kingdom that is to come, but those who are not belongs to this age.
所以你可以现在明白基督徒为什么在主耶稣基督再来之前，或者你被接走了，
so you
那就不用受苦了。
So if you understand that if Jesus Christ comes now and you are being taken away, you don't have to suffer anymore.
你我从来都不中立，你从来不是观众。
You are never an audience.
不管你有意识没意识，不一定是你个人的罪，别人会来，因为你的好行为归给天上的父的时候，他们就不高兴。
And because of your good
deeds,
it's not according to you. Because if you're good, these people will give glory to God.
但最后的阶段是我今天要讲的。
But this final stage is what I want to say today.
这个终极的要完全的把现今的悖逆全都扫掉。
That is the ultimate election where all this rebellion will be removed.
完美的时代要完完全全有形有体的来到这个星球上。
And this new kingdom that is to come will come physically onto this earth.
所以这个前端是一个什么时代？用我们今天来说，就是个普遍复活的时代。
And what is this stage? This stage where all are resurrected.
全人类都一同要复活。
And everyone will be resurrected.
使徒信经说的要审判活人死人。
And Apostles' Creed said there will be judgment for the living and the dead.
活人什么？耶稣来的时候还活着的人。
Those who are living are those who will be alive when Jesus Christ comes. Especially those who are still alive in heaven.
还有一些死人，就是说在阴间的人，他们也要复活。
And those who are in dead in Hades, they will be resurrected.
一同面临审判。
They will face judgment together.
耶稣基督讲的要把什么山羊和绵羊分开，就是顺服的和不顺服的分开。
And Jesus
信的和不信的分开。
Is saying the distinction between goats and lamb is those who believe and not believe.
用希伯来书的话说，人人都有一死，死后什么？
In Hebrews, everyone will have a death, and after that will be judgment.
耶稣在约翰福音五章这样说：“时候要到，凡在坟墓里的，都要听见人子的声音就出来。”
And Jesus says that the time will come when all that who are dead, when they heard my voice, they will come forth.
行善的复活得生。
And those who are righteous will be resurrected for life.
作恶的复活定罪。
Those who are evil will be resurrected for judgment.
所以使徒约翰他在这个启示录二十章的时候也说到，他看见一个白色的大宝座。
So Apostle John also said in Revelation 20, he saw this great white throne.
和坐在上面的,
and the one who sits on the throne.
在审判的时候，海要交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。
And in the day of judgment, the sea will give out its death, even Hades will give out its death.
都要照着个人所行的受审。
Everyone will be judged according to his deeds.
就是这样的，不光是耶稣基督复活，所有信他不信他的人死了以后还要复活。
Not only those who believe in Christ will be resurrected, everyone will be resurrected.
第二个我会来讲永生与永死。
And second, we'll talk about eternal life and death.
我们先看奖赏。
Let's look at the rewards first.
他这里第十节特别提到，你要务要怎么样，至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
And verse 10 it says that you be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.
施美拿这个城在当时很有名。
Smyrna is a very famous city.
是效忠罗马皇帝的。
It is they are faithful towards the Roman Empire.
所以耶稣很有意思，很了解。你还记得开始我要强调他，他知道教会的情况。
Yeah, Jesus Christ knows the situation of the church very well.
耶稣有眼睛的，对吧？上帝有眼睛。我当时比喻耶稣真有眼睛。
Of course, Jesus has eyes to see.
他有很多的探子在下面。
He has many watchers down there.
当然就是天使了。
Of course, it's angels.
所以呢，他们对皇帝很忠心。皇帝有命令来说，他们最高指示，他们就执行了。
They are very faithful to the emperor, so whatever the emperor decree, they will do so.
耶稣基督这个城市的特点，反过来说，其实对上帝的国度，你们要至死忠心，你们是要 loyal to your real king.
Yeah, and so Jesus is asking them, you have to be loyal, faithful to your real king.
所以鼓励他们，对他们救他们，爱他们到底，为他们而死而复活的耶稣基督忠诚。
And they are to be faithful unto the Christ who has died for them and resurrected them.
我要奖赏你。
And if you have that, your reward is the crown of life.
所以这个奖赏究竟是怎么回事？
What is this reward to Christians?
因为保罗也说，你们众人要在基督台前写明，要个人按着身体所行的，或善或恶受报。
Because Paul also said that all of you will be standing before God, and you will receive reward according to what you have done.
基督徒，我们都知道，我们立志行善。都是上帝的工作，是恩典的结果。
We know that Christians and we resolute to do good works is all the work of God because of His grace.
所以一切的好事都会归荣耀于神。
So all good deeds give glory to God.
对吧？在这个以弗所，在这个腓立比书第二章这样说。
In Philippians chapter 2.
立志行善都是上帝在你们心里运行，要成就他的美意。善事。
All the good things that we resolute to do is because of what God has done.
以弗所说也说，他叫我们活过来，是因为他的恩典，之后预备你们要做什么？各种各样的善事。
And Ephesians also said that we are elected for the good works, prepared to do good works for God.
所以我们都会向上帝百分之百，我们的救恩，上帝百分之百的恩典，然后人要尽百分之百的责任。
And of course, God has 100% salvation by grace, but we have 100%.
上帝是无限的，人是有限的，你的百分之百的努力也在无限的恩典里面。
And God is unlimited, and even though your responsibility 100% is within the unlimited of God.
那么我们的善行会怎么样？
So what happens to our good deeds?
包括为主受苦，
including our being persecuted by God.
为主出力。
To die for God.
恩典和好行为与奖赏有什么关系？这个冠冕的大小有什么关系？
Grace and good deeds, what is the relationship between these two?
唐宗荣大一点，安怡静小一点吗？
Is it because it will Stephen Tong receive more reward than 安怡静？
上帝给的多也要的多，我们又不知道了。
If God gives more, He requires more. We don't know.
其实圣经都讲到了，都是在于恩典，同时也说有奖赏。
And the Bible says that all is there is grace, but there is also reward.
马太福音第五章说的，受为义受逼迫的人有福了，是天国的一个奖赏。
Matthew 5 it says that blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
马太福音十六章也说到，他在最后的审判中要照个人的行为报应个人，报应有好和坏。
And Matthew 16 says that at the end of the judgment will reward according to their deeds.
保罗也接着说，他说个人要照自己的功夫得永远的奖赏。
And Paul says that all will receive reward according to what they have done.
我们在做这个第三天行的课程，采访到了 Carson 博士。
So in our third meal material, we interviewed D.A. Carson.
他的回答很有意思。
And his answer is very interesting.
他说有一些人这样议论，这是错的哈，你听。
He said some of the think of this way in a wrong way.
他说现在的这个人呢，我们罪人得称义是因为基督为我们做的事。
He says, oh, we are being imputed righteousness because of what Christ has done for us.
但是将来我们到天上的时候，上帝问你为什么到这来呢？
And when he goes to heaven, he says, why are you here if God asks you?
他说啊，一部分是因为耶稣做的，还有一部分是我做的。
He says, one part is because of what Christ has done, the other part is because of what I have done.
卡斯说这有点困扰人，非常矛盾。
Carson says this is not right.
他说这种的话呢，对你的称义就不稳固，也不确定。
That means that your justification is not firm.
所以他是主张另一种观点，你们听哈。
So he propounds another view. He says,
他说其实呢，圣经这两个恩典和奖赏都有的。
Actually, in the Bible, there is grace and there is reward.
刚刚已经念到了。
We already talked about it.
他说有几件事他澄清一下。
He wants to clarify certain things.
如果我们行善，这个善行最后得荣耀中、得奖赏中得到完满，这个问题就变成另一种问题了。
So if we do good deeds and in the end we are glorified, it becomes another question.
我们做的善行是上帝接纳我们的基础呢，还是结果？
Our good deeds, is it the cause of our acceptance or is it the result of our acceptance?
因此我来看，就是 Carson 说，他看呢， 信徒在新天新地得奖赏呢，是跟这种关系完满连在一起的。
And so he says that in the new heavens, new earth, the receptance of reward is according.
我们通过跟基督的联合，产生出义的果子来。
Through our union with Christ, there is the fruits of righteousness.
所以罗马书讲到上帝按着恩典奖赏人。
So in Romans it says that God, according to His grace, reward each.
行人是有奖，行为是有奖赏的。
Yes, there is reward.
但从来不是根基性的。
But it is never the cause for your reward.
所以它一种联系，这就是我们接纳仍然是上帝。儿子的义，让我们做成的时候呢，都是你的恩典。
We still receive the righteousness of God's Son, but when we do all this, it's because of God's grace.
我留给你们去想。
I will leave it for you to think.
因为在末后的时候，我们每个人都要一个奖赏。
Because in the last days, all of us will receive a reward.
因为在上帝国度最后成就的时候，死人都要复活，所有的人。
In the final coming of His kingdom, all men will resurrect.
还有那些活着的人，有的人变形状了。
And those who are still alive will be transformed.
如果没有信主，圣经没讲，他应该不变形状，按照他的这个身体受审。
If those who are unbeliever, perhaps they're not transformed, and they will be judged according to what they
have. 他要照我们的行为来审判我们。
They will judge us according to our actions.
你要基督的行为还是你的行为？是你的行为在基督里面做成的行为。
Is your actions in Christ that you have accomplished?
不信的人要因他们的罪被定。
Those who are unbelievers will be condemned for their sin.
直接接受永远的刑罚，就是地狱之火。
Receive the eternal condemnation, the lake of fire.
但是那些相信的人，就是被圣灵重生的人，在基督里要称义。
But those who believe in Christ will be justified in Christ.
您的奖赏是到永永远远的。
And their reward is for eternity.
那我们对于这些忠心得胜的人是怎么样？然后呢，不忠心的人、悖逆的人会怎么样
？To those who are faithful, what will happen to them? And to those who are unfaithful?What will happen to them?
那第十一节他说圣灵向众教会说话有耳要听听什么呢
In verse 11 it says you has an ear let him hear what the spirit says to the churches what is he to hear
得胜的必不受第二次死的害
The one who conquers will not be hurt by the second death
对主忠心得胜的人他们身体要复活不会有第二次的死
And those who are faithful to Jesus Christ they will be resurrected
这啥意思教会很少讲到这个
It's we seldom talk about the second death.
其实大家需要了解一些圣经讲的两种死。我们刚刚已经知道了，就是身体的死和灵魂的死。刚刚听出了哈。
There's two types of death we mentioned: the physical death and the spiritual.
还有两次死和两次生。
And there's two resurrection.
都是很重要的基督徒的世界观。
It's very important worldview for us as a Christian.
第一次死，每个人都要经历的。
The first death, everyone will experience.
我们父母生我们的时候，我们灵魂就跟上帝的关系来说是死的。
And because when our parents give birth to us on a spiritual side, we are separated from God.
我们去世的时候呢，我们的身体死了，这是第一次死。
When we die, our physical death is the first death.
对基督徒而言，我们悔改信靠以后，圣灵重生我们，所以我们的灵魂变为光明，被洁净了，所以我们有一次的复活，只是第二次生了。灵魂复活。
And so when as believers, when we are regenerated, this is the first resurrection.
但是，除非你活着耶稣基督来的时候见主哈，我们大多数要经历这个败坏身体的死亡，信主的、不信主的都要经历。
All of us will experience this physical body death unless Christ comes when you're still alive.
所以，这个第一次的死大家都一样。
So first death, everyone has the same.
但是到复活的时候就不一样。
But when we're resurrected, it's different.
基督徒是被成全的灵魂。
And the Christians will have a perfect soul.
他要配上一个荣耀的身体。
Will have a glorious body.
这就第二次的生。
This
is 完成。
The second
身体的复活。
Resurrection, which is the second resurrection, the bodily resurrection.
与最后审判的那一次的死是无关的。
It has nothing to do with the second death.
真相信的要进入新天新地。
Those who believe will enter into the new heavens and the new earth.
所以罗马书说，恩典借着义掌权，使我们在耶稣基督里得永生。
And so Romans says that because of Jesus Christ, we are receiving life in the righteousness of Christ.
所以这里有很多描述我们那个荣耀的身体是什么呢？
What is this our glorious body that we will have?
不朽坏的，不死的。
Incorruptible, immortal.
跟耶稣基督的相似。
It's similar to that of Jesus Christ.
还记得耶稣基督复活以后干什么事吗？
Do you remember what Jesus did after he resurrected?
他是物质的身体，实实在在的复活。
It's a physical, material body.
福音书说他能吃饭。
And the gospel says that he can eat.
多马看见他的枪口。
And Thomas saw his wounds at the side.
但是他也有变化。
But there is also transformation.
在伊马忤斯路上跟两个门徒，一会好像见看到，一会又不见了，突然消失了。
And on the road of Emmaus, where he suddenly disappeared in front of
门窗都关着，耶稣突然出现了，身体出现了。
And he can walk through all this, even though the door is shut.
有点像现在的科幻片，不过那是真的，就是。
A little bit like the fictional movies that we have, but it's true then.
我还有五分钟，我要讲这个悖逆的得永死。
And finally, I have 5 minutes. I will talk about eternal death.
这我觉得教会讲的比较少。
And I believe that is seldom talked about.
我们都知道信的人得永生。
We know that those who believe will have eternal life.
不信人得永死，永死是怎么个死法
？What is this eternal death of those who don't believe?
他们也要身体复活的。
They will have resurrection as well.
很多人都不认为他们会有身体复活。
Many don't believe that they will have a resurrection.
但是他们不是荣耀的身体，而是一个堕落的人，有身体有灵魂，预备在上帝面前受审。
But they are not receiving a glorious body. They have a body that will be judged in front of God.
圣经描述这个地狱是火不灭，虫不什么，虫不死，对，最黑暗的黑暗。
The Bible, when it talks about hell, is the fire that is unending and the worms that is undying.
我觉得耶稣说过一句话，对我们今天是很适用的。
And Jesus said something that is very practical.
他说：“人，你不要怕能杀身体的，以后他不能做什么；但你们要怕能杀人身体，也能把灵魂扔到地狱的。”
He says, "Do not be afraid of those who can harm your body, but be fearful of those who can harm your body and your soul."
这个黑暗有意义的。
There is darkness.
它表明了上帝的地狱不显出他的荣耀的同在。
This darkness means that God's glory is not manifested there.
是没有他恩惠怜悯的同在。
There is no mercy and compassion of God.
那启示录所描写的，刚刚我们唱的那个新天新地的，不会出现在这个地方。
And this new heavens and new earth will not be there in this darkness.
地狱的人是跟光隔绝的。
And those who are in hell are separated from light.
他要永远的跟上帝的仁慈、良善、怜悯。
They will be eternally separated from the mercy, compassion, and goodness of God.
所以保罗这样说，他们要受刑罚是永远的沉沦。
So Paul says they will be eternally
离开主的面和他全能的荣光。
Separated from the face of and the glory of God.
十年前我被邀请去美国中西部做冬令会的讲员，有很多的牧师我都不记得是谁了。
And 10 years ago, I was invited to a conference speaking. I can't remember many of the speakers.
然后就问说地狱和天堂有什么区别？你要是告诉我们这福音的话，这个很重要。
There's a question that popped up. What's the difference between heaven and hell?
那有一个讲员回答就是天堂和地狱差别就是上面有上帝，下面没上帝。
And one of the speakers says, oh, the difference is that in heaven there is God and in hell there is no God.
轮到我的时候，刚刚神学院毕业，这系统神学院还记得比较清楚。
And so I was just graduated from my seminary. I still remember.
我就很温柔的说，我说呢，你这可能是临近四，但是呢，因为上帝是无所不在的上帝，所以他每个地方他都要在。
And so I said, you know, God is omnipresent. He has to be present everywhere.
所以更严格的说，上帝不在地狱里的意思是什么意思呢？
And to be strictly speaking, what does it mean that God is not there in hell?
他不是在那里作为满有怜悯恩惠的救主在那里。
He is not there as the saving Lord with mercy.
在地狱里，他是作为监狱长和刑罚者。
He is the prison guard and the judge.
他的公义良善在那里彰显。
His holiness and righteousness is being manifested in hell.
他只有公义，没有良善在那里。
And he only manifests his righteousness in hell.
所以地狱中最可怕的就是他永远不会有结局。
And so in hell,
今天比明天更差。
The scariest thing is that it will not end.
你所有人生经历中的好的事情，你都是永远再不会有了。
All the good things that we experience in this life will not be there.
包括那种 longing， 你都非常痛苦。
Even everything will be very painful over there.
除非说永远的沉沦。
It is eternal condemnation.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们
，Dear brothers and sisters and friends，
耶稣基督真的透过使徒给我们描述一个死了又活过的荣耀。
Jesus Christ through his apostle described this glory of resurrection.
就从永远到永远的耶稣基督。
And from eternity to eternity,
用他永生永死的福音来安慰受逼迫的教会。
Through his eternal gospel, comfort those who are in persecution.
也激励我们今天在座的人，无论是我们的小的难处还是大的难处。
Is to encourage.
再大也大不过死。
Encourage all of us who face.
更大不过永远的死。
We will not face eternal death.
所以这个议题提醒我们，在这个堕落的世界中，真的，我们今天的抉择是永恒性的。
It's to tell us that here our decisions here has eternal consequences.
对于我们已经接受上帝耶稣基督恩典的人来说
，To those who have received the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们都在这个蓝色的这个圈里头。
We are in this blue circle over there.
但是同时我们也在什么
？By the same time,
这个黄色的圈里。
We are in this yellow.
最终是复活中心得胜的。
Eventually, we will be resurrected.
我们是凭着这个蓝圈里的面对这个黄色的圈。
Through this blue circle, we face what's happening in this yellow circle.
我也对这些没有接受耶稣基督的朋友们说。
And I will say to those who do not believe in Jesus Christ.
在下一个世界，你们是没有盼望的。如果你不接受耶稣。
If you do not receive Jesus Christ, in the next age, you will not have hope.
他也鼓励我们在座的人要去传福音。
And I also encourage those who are amongst us to do.
告诉别人永生永死的福音。
To tell them the eternal life and eternal death.
因为今天只是病治好了没用，还是要死的。
Because even if you are healed today, you will still die.
因为存到永永远的那个美好的团契是上帝为我们预备的。
And only the eternal communion with God is prepared by God for us.
愿上帝预备我们的教会。
May God prepare our church.
如果美国真的变得更像欧洲的时候。
If America becomes more like Europe,
你们就需要士米拿教会的榜样。
You will need the model of Smyrna Church.
Amen.
Amen.